This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's military machine pounds eastern Ukraine, AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Fierce fighting continues in the Donbas region of Ukraine.
Severodonetsk, Lysychansk, Avdiivka.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russian army is concentrating artillery, aerial attacks, and offensive forces. Battles have been raging in villages in eastern Luhansk, and local governor Serhiy Hadai tells the Associated Press the situation in Severodonetsk is very difficult. He says Ukrainian forces hold just one area, the Azot chemical plant, where a number of fighters and hundreds of civilians are taking shelter. It's just hell there, he writes. Everything is engulfed in fire. The shelling doesn't stop even for an hour. I'm Jennifer King.
Meanwhile, the war's consequences for food and fuel supplies are increasingly weighing on minds around the globe after warnings over the weekend that the fighting could go on for years. Rival sides in Libya's long-running conflict concluded their latest round of United Nations-led talks on Monday without reaching a deal on rules for long-delayed elections, the UN said. The presidential and parliamentary elections, originally set for December 2021, were meant to cap a UN-led peace process following the end of the last serious round of violence in the country from 2019 to 2020, but the vote never took place due to the presence of contentious candidates and deep disagreements over the poll's legal basis between rival power centers in the east and west of the country. Representatives of the Tripoli-based High Council of State and of the parliament based in eastern Libya began meetings in Cairo more than a week ago, but without success. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 2 months after French President Emmanuel Macron won re-election, his second term is now threatened after his centrist party lost its ruling majority in the lower house Sunday. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Ce soir, la situation est inédite.
France's Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne acknowledged the message from Sunday's vote that gave the centrist Ensemble or Together coalition the largest number of seats in the lower house, but stripped it of a ruling majority. She called the situation unprecedented and vowed to cobble a working majority. Meanwhile, the far left and far right were celebrating. Leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon at the new left-wing NUPES coalition, which placed second in the voting, called the results an electoral defeat for President Emmanuel Macron. However, his alliance didn't do as well as he hoped, earning only 131 of the 577 legislative seats, compared to 245 for Macron's centrists.
Nous sommes le premier parti d'opposition devant la France Insoumise.
In many ways, the biggest win went to the far-right National Rally Party, which scooped up 89 seats, an historic high. Leader Marine Le Pen noted that effectively makes hers the biggest opposition party, as Mélenchon's NUPES is an alliance of four different leftist parties. What's clear is the results present a major challenge to Macron's second-term ambitions, which include passing ambitious fiscal and retirement reforms. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Around 70,000 Belgian workers marched through Brussels on Monday, demanding government action to tackle sharply rising living costs, as one-day strikes at Brussels airport and on local transport networks nation brought public travel to a near halt. Protesters carried flags and banners reading "More respect, higher wages." Some demanded the government do more. Others said employers need to improve pay and working conditions. Brussels Airport said it could not allow passenger flights to depart because the industrial action extended to security personnel and most arrivals were also canceled. Recapping our top story, Russia's military machine is persevering in its ferocious effort to grind down Ukraine's defenses. Combat in eastern areas of Ukraine reportedly are entering a decisive phase. Ukraine's deputy defense minister said the Kremlin had ordered its military to overrun the entire eastern Luhansk region by next Sunday. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.